my first musical inspiration was when I was 8 years old, and my mother played a record of Tom Waits to me, and I think it was Swordfish Trombone, and so we had it playing around the house, and it just, I just went, what is that? And from then on, you know, I've been listening to Tom Waits since that very day. Just the instruments and the way he used the sounds and things like that really struck me, you know, that music could be more than just using instruments. Actually, my mother's a big inspiration to me, and she used to play a lot of. She used to play Rolling Stones and Ima Sumac and Carmen McRae and all this. Lots of like a real variation of music used to come into the house. And it actually took me a while to find out what I wanted to do. I started doing a bit of rap, hip-hop, and then extended the notes and did soul music, and then I never felt like I was really there until I, you know, met Cedric and we started doing rap. Well, we're going to play the album, and then the new album, In a Quake, and then a couple of songs from the first album as well. And yeah, and then
we're going to do the show.
Good evening, everyone. We are Phoebe Kildare and the Sean Strones. Welcome.
That's when it really started for me, when I met Marc Collin, who was looking for singers for the second Nouvelle Vague album. And my manager, Chloe Tolmer, and her partner, Christophe Cumin, sent my demo to Marc Collin. And he heard it and enjoyed it and said, okay, come to Paris and we'll try a few songs out. And they were really happy, you know. And then they were like, okay, on the spot, they said, okay, can you come on tour with us tomorrow? And I said, okay, let's go. And then Marc Collin, actually, after 3 years of Nouvelle Vague, he was like, well, why don't we produce your solo album? You know, are there really good songs? Let's do it. And so that's, you know, he really got my career going, my solo project going as well. And that's how I met Cedric, my guitarist. And, you know, we did the first album, and now he's produced the second album, Marc Collin. So it's a continuing, you know, we've got a really good relationship. We're good friends now, so.
Build a bit of blurry, see what it does to me. Blurry, blurry, I see two ways. Catch me while I fall over and over. Try, try, you try so hard. La, 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 my walk goes on. Tell me, I'm
his cheers. It's everywhere I look, from last week's to right here. I'm through your dresses, right by your ear. It's creeping in sweetly, it's definitely dear. There's nothing more deadly than sober fear. Life was full and fruitful and you could take a real bite. The juice pouring well over your skin's delight. But the shadow it grows and takes its death away, leaving broken down pieces to this priceless belly. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go to the fade out line. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go to the fade out line. We build all those bridges to watch you thin down the dust and blow them voluntarily out. And there won't be a party with the weather in front. The shadow world grows, the shadow world grows, the fainter we go to the fade out line. The shadow world grows, the shadow world grows, the fainter we go to the fade out line. Heading deeper down, we're sliding without noticing our own decline. Hidden deeper down, we hang on to sweet nothings left behind. Ooh. Deeper down, we're all going down, deeper down. We're all plunging straight towards our own climb, without noticing, we slide down, deeper down. The shadow grows without ever slowing down. We are heading straight into fade out line. The shadow grows, the shadow grows, the fainter we go to the fade out line. The shadow grows, the shadow grows. Here we go to fade our light. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows, the fainter we go to fade our light. The shallower it grows, the shallower it grows.
Cédric, he actually knows the Alexandre Maillard, the bass player, since you were a kid.
No, we are, well, I think it was a university or something.
University.
And we were in bands for all the time.
Together, yeah.
And we switched instruments and stuff. So when we had to find a bass player, we of course opened the casting because we really wanted to find the right one. And I asked Alex, he was living in Marseille at the time, and we were living in Paris. And I said, Alexandre, you should do the casting. You would definitely fit. So, take a train, learn the song, and you have to be good because there's going to be other really good bass player. And Phoebe didn't knew him, and neither the drummer. So when we spent all day playing with guys, they played all fantastically well. But you know, music is like love. You don't know why this one, not this one. It's something that
you feel. You just feel it.
It's not words, you can't describe
it. It's not about technical, it's not about, you know.
Yeah.
It's just
all the guys were so good and so. And when Alex came in, it was the last one, it was 6 o'clock in the afternoon, we were I mean, exhausted. He came into the room as Alexandre Maillard, tall guy, with his fucking precision bass, and like,
voltage,
click, one note, and I saw Phoebe did. You know?
I tried not to smile because yeah. I said I'm not gonna smile.
And the drummer, I was looking at the drummer when Alex was playing, to be confident, and the drummer was looking at me like. And after, I don't know, we did a couple of songs. And
obvious.
In the end, it was obvious. And I said, okay, he was my friend. This was him.
Yeah.
And the other guys were like, oh, sorry, but we had the right one. And same for the drummer.
Well, the drummer actually came before
Alex. Yeah, before Alex.
Rafael Siguenier. He's cool. And he's just an incredible drummer.
Incredible. The most creative drummer I've ever seen. He plays riffs on the drums. He has an incredible beat. The way he plays is, you can recognize him instantly.
Yeah.
Unique.
He kind of hits, you know, the drums here, but he aims for the floor when he hits it. So when he hits it, it just goes, it goes through the floor, you know? It's just like so
very
heavy.
Very deep, and his beat itself is a bit laid back, and at the same time, it pushes. It's really complex. And when we play all together, we learn to play. It's
very
like love.
And he's very sensitive, a drummer as well. So he can do the heavy, and he can do the... You know, it's very...
Lots of dynamics.
Whenever I play with him, I laugh, you know, sometimes on stage to myself because I'm singing the story, I'm telling a story, and the bastard behind me, he's telling the story with his drum, you know? It's like I don't even need words to describe what I'm saying because he's doing it, you know? He's just very fantastic. 'Cause the summer was hot and you were not. Cause the party was swinging, but you'd lost the feeling. Cause the band was playing your favorite song. She went in and came back. Where are you going, though? Oh, baby, now is the hour to figure out the truth. See the perfect stranger, the fool around you. Teach me to move.
All right. Okay, now shake it. You can scream, but can you dance? We want to see it. Hey!
The first one was a real, it really embraced all my influences and all the things, and I'd written the songs, it was like what I wrote in the last 10 years, you know, we kind of gathered them all up and made an album out of them. So it was a real different periods of my life and real different when I was influenced by different kind of music. And then the second album, we toured the first album for like 2.5 years or something, and the show really developed and evolved to my perception, and became the sound we built with the musician, you know, with Cedric and Alex on the bass and Rafael Seguini on the drums. And we just clicked, because everybody's got, they come from different backgrounds and they have different influences as well. And they all the sounds kind of came together, and we built this sound that was getting really powerful, really, and people were really appreciating it, and it sounded very different to the album.
Thank you.
It's just having to, you know, like finding things, realizing things about yourself and facing them, you know, looking at yourself in the mirror and going, okay, I'm like that. Well, I don't like that part of me, or I like that part of me. And it's very intimate and personal in a way, but I'm actually counting stories in the album. I'm actually talking about other people through, you know, describing these emotions that come through that are very strong and powerful and actually, you know, hit you through your life, kind of thing, through the steps of your life. And I'm just counting them through these stories of other people.
heard something wrong. See, I can dwell forever in eternal hell and joy. I like you, baby, I really do. But this can't go on, this can't go on. Where is the reason, which is the law, that permits such a thing? Through so much joy, you call me crazy, you call me sane. I am writing you again. Addiction is a word for how I feel for you. It's getting too dangerous for me to see you, babe. I take you, baby, and I get high, and down you bring me, and down
A felügyelőnél már a reggelek sem nyugodtak.
Szerinted miért tették?
Azt rebesgetik, hogy Bigátában illegális futamokat rendeznek.
A nyomozást lóhalálában el kell kezdeni.
Egy meggyilkolt ló ügyében nyomozunk.
De a szálak messzire vezetnek.
Nekem ez a dolog a maffiától bűzik.
Montalbano felügyelő, lovaspálya. Első rész, pénteken este a Dunán.
A legnépszerűbb operettek és musicalek a Budapesti Operettszínház tárjainak előadásában. Csárdás királynő, Rómeó és Júlia, az Operaház fantomja, István a király, Miss Saigon, a műfaj legnagyobb magyar csillagainak előadásában. Kálmán Imre nemzetközi operett musical karmester verseny. Aranypálca, második középdöntő, pénteken 21 óra 15 perckor, a Dunán.
Megérkezett az új kollekció a Rubin szörmébe, egyenesen Olaszországból, egyenesen a gyártótól megérkeztek a 2012-es, 2013-as téli divat új modelljei a férfiak számára is. Új bundák, új írhák, új műszörmék és termokabátok csak a Rubin szörménél a 7. kerület Dohány utca 5-ben. Új színek, új fazonok, egyenesen a gyártótól hihetetlen áron, akár 50%-os kedvezménnyel is. Csak a Rubin szörménél a Dohány utca 5-ben. Thank you.